Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now on the line is the host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the You Better, You Bet podcast. For more analysis, just search You Better, You Bet wherever you find your podcast. Also, check them out Sunday morning on The Fan. Well, you get a special time. You're on earlier, Nick, this Sunday, 6:30 to 7:30.
Oh, right? Yeah. Can't wait.
Oh, yeah. Baby, you got to get up early because your Giants are in Germany taking on the Panthers.
Yeah, it's like a double punch in the gut. Get up early and then watch the Giants play the Panthers in Germany. But great to be on with you guys. So everybody, 6:30 a.m. This Sunday for You Better, You Bet, the full hour, and obviously lives afterwards on the Odyssey app.
All right, let's start with the Giants. We'll get to the Jets in just a minute, maybe go around the league a little bit as well. We were talking about this is a must-win game for different reasons. Like, obviously, the Giants can't make the postseason, but they're playing a bad Panthers team. If they don't demolish this team, I mean, they shouldn't get off the plane back in New York. You think there's a way that the regime with Shane and Dable could be, if they lose this game, Nick, on their way out definitively?
I hope so. No, I don't think the Giants are going to lose the game. It would require an unbelievable series of events. And I know Carolina won last week against New Orleans, but like a couple things to consider. Number one, Chris Olave gets concussed on a hospital ball from Derek Carr early in the game, and it eliminates all of New Orleans, has no downfield passing attack once that happens. The other thing is, if you look in the box score, New Orleans absolutely dominated the game. Oh, well, stats are for losers. Well, generally, that's not what happens, right? The team that dominates the game usually wins the game. New Orleans ends up losing. So I actually think that is a really misleading final score. Carolina is atrocious. Like, the Panthers are the worst team in the league. Like, and they still haven't fully committed to Bryce Young, and he just won a game last week, which I think tells you all you need to know. I bet the Giants earlier in the week, -4.5. It's 6.5 now. I actually think the Giants are still a bet here, which is crazy because the Giants aren't good. But I don't think the Giants are going to lose. I guess if they did lose, maybe you'd start to hear like the big time like whispers. Maybe it'd be more of a whisper about Shane and Dable moving forward here. But heading into a bye, they'd make the quarterback switch. Like, Dable's never getting fired in season. It's not going to get that bad. And then you have basically the second half of the season to try and salvage things. I'm on record. Like, I don't think they deserve to come back. I think the vast likelihood is that they will both be back next year.
So the confidence riding this, and it's a pretty big number for a team that's not good, obviously laying that kind of wood from a Giants perspective. Simply put, what are the Giants good enough to justify doing that?
I think it's really more that Carolina's really, really bad. Like, the Giants should be able to run the football with ease in this game. I mean, New Orleans racked up like 450 yards of total offense last week with no receivers against Carolina.
Yeah.
And now here's Malik Nabers. Like, the Giants right now, when Olave's out, have three receivers, and I know Slayton's not playing, have three receivers that are better than any receivers the Saints have with Olave and Shaheed out. Plus, Tyrone Tracy running the football. So, I think the Giants should be able to move the ball basically at will on Carolina. And BT, I might have egg on my face when it's all said and done. It's certainly possible.
Nah, I don't
like
think
you said,
so.
The Giants aren't good. But, I mean, Bryce Young is also, he's awful. The Carolina offensive line is not great. The interior is actually the strength. Great. Here's Dexter Lawrence. I'm pretty bullish on them this week. Okay. Now, I bet a better number. I still think this number is bettable if people want to bet the Giants.
Okay, let's jump over to the Jets here. Now, there's a little hope off the Texans win. I know the Texans were decimated, the O-line.
A lot of hope.
Both receivers out. Hey, listen, sometimes you get lucky and you're able to work around some of your poor play. The standings right now they got to win. I get it. In the AFC, I don't believe in Denver. I don't believe in the Colts. They play the Colts soon. Not fully in on Cincy. There's a road. The Jets got to win. There's a road to get to the playoffs. Where are you at with the Jets?
And by the way, great result for the Jets last
night.
That's
right.
With Cincinnati losing.
100%.
Like, that's a great result for the Jets. Yeah, like I don't love any of these teams really at the bottom of the AFC playoff race. Now, what I think, also, like, the Jets need to root for the Commanders to beat the Steelers on Sunday. Like, Pittsburgh, Baltimore's never going to lose that many games, so I think Jets fans need to root for the Steelers to lose, especially because the Steelers have the head-to-head because they beat them a couple weeks ago on Sunday night. Like, I think the Chargers are going to make it. Maybe you want to say either the Ravens or the Steelers make it, whoever doesn't win the AFC North. And then the race for the seven, I think the Jets are better than Denver. Like, I know they lost to them, but still, I think the Jets are better.
I agree.
I think the Jets are better than the Colts.
I agree.
Don't know if the Jets are better than the Bengals, but maybe since he can't get out of its own way coming down the stretch of the season, and the Bengals' defense is not great. So I think if you're a Jets fan, I think you can definitely still be optimistic. And BT, you'll get a text from me on Sunday night around 7:30 p.m. Eastern time, and I'm just going to send you a Jet emoji and a money bag emoji because I love the Jets coming up in Arizona Sunday.
Yeah, it won't be the first time you did it. He does check in, which I love. We're talking to our buddy Nick Costas, BT and Sal. So obviously you mentioned that Ravens result last night, more so with the Cincinnati aspect. Good for the Jets. Other things Jet fans are looking for, Bills to beat the Colts, Denver to lose in Kansas City. You mentioned Steelers, Commanders. All right, so
I love that as a fan, by the way.
Well,
that's
I'm sorry,
the best.
What's that?
No, when you've got all like the things that you need going into a weekend and you're rooting, all the rooting interests and all the different games to help your team.
It's fun.
It's the absolute best.
It's very fun.
It's great.
Now, I think if the Jets, I'm not guaranteeing a win because it's going to be tough, but if
Oh, I will.
Oh, boys, he's confident.
No, I'm not. I don't want it because then, like, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I do think the Jets will win.
Okay, I think if the Jets win, it's going to be high scoring. I think the Jets will score. The Cardinals run the ball, and the Jets' run defense is not good. So, for the Jets to win, neighborhood score, what do you see aesthetically? How's it going to look?
You know, total in the game, BT, is really interesting. It's 46.5, and not all numbers are created equal. So, I'm not going to get into, like, a huge explanation here. There are three numbers in the 40s that matter when it comes to totals. And when numbers are around these numbers, it tells you something. It's 41. 44 and 47. So basically the total here being 46.5 says that we think that this has the potential to be a decently high scoring game, but we're not completely sold on that being the case. So BT, my suggestion to you, like, you should bet the over in the game because I think you think there'll be more points than the betting market expects right now. I look at this and I see the Jets probably winning this game. Let's call it 27-20. So that would be a slight lean for me, BT, towards the over in this game as well.
Yep.
I think this is a game where Breece Hall has a lot of success. Like, Arizona's not going to be able to stop both Garrett Wilson and Devontae Adams. Like, maybe if it's just Garrett and before the pre-Devontae trade, maybe. But I don't think they're going to be able to stop both of those guys. And what I'm hoping for, and I know he had, like, the terrible error last Thursday night, Malachi Corley needs to be the third receiver for this team. Like, it can't be Xavier Gibson.
Not Gibson. Yeah.
Like, and Corley has to be the guy with his. He showed you on that play how explosive he is. They believed in him enough to make him a day two pick in the draft. I'd love to see Corley involved here. And just as a point spread thing, the Jets opened an underdog in this game to Arizona. And last week, Arizona closed a favorite against Chicago, but that's because the Bears were missing a couple key players on defense. Like, if all those players had played, I think the Bears would have closed a favorite. There is no way, I don't care what one-loss records say, that the Bears and the Jets are identical teams. The Jets are better. I actually think the Jets should be like a 2.5-point favorite here. Give me the Jets on Sunday in the desert.
What makes you get excited?
What makes you think they could stop the run?
Well, I don't know if they're going to be able to fully stop the run for James Conner and company, and the Bears couldn't stop the run last week, and that has been the Jets' bugaboo here, is Arizona being able to run the football, or teams being able to run the football on them. But again, like, I think flip side here, I like the Jets' offense versus the Cardinals' defense. And the other thing to consider, and Sal, you're right about what you're saying, but what we saw last Thursday night, Jets, by the way, rest advantage here, also coming into this game, off the mini-bye, Hassan Reddick, revenge game for him against one of his former teams, starting to get rolling a little bit here, rushing the passer. Is it possible that we start to see a little bit different of a Jets pass rush here in this game against Kyler Murray and the Cardinals? So look, I'm not suggesting the Jets should be even a 3-point road favorite. Arizona would get bet immediately if that happened, but I think there's still a little room for the Jets here. I do like the Jets on Sunday.
All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. We're talking with Nick Costos. Let's go around the league a little bit. It was a great game last night, I thought. Ravens beating the Cincinnati Bengals. What are you looking at coming up on Sunday outside of the two New York teams, Nick?
Okay, so let's see what we've got here. Okay, this one will make you really, really physically ill. And I always want to offer caveats. You know, like this could go poorly.
You're not picking the Saints.
No.
Okay.
No, that I will not do. I think that the Saints will be the fake sharp side, and New Orleans will get bet on Sunday, and Atlanta will win by 10. That's my prediction for that game. I'll talk about that and more on Sunday morning. But Eagles and the Cowboys on Sunday in Dallas. At the price, at number, I like Dallas getting 7.5. It has to be 7.5 or 7, not less than that. So Cooper Rush is obviously going to start for Dallas. Dak Prescott might go on IR with the hamstring injury. We are expecting CeeDee Lamb to play. We are expecting Micah Parsons to return for the Cowboys. And on the other side of the field is brain-dead head coach for Philadelphia, Nick Sirianni. They almost blew that game. They should have won that game by 20 last week, and I bet the Jaguars. I got lucky to cover last week with Jacksonville. I don't trust Sirianni. And in the limited sample size with Cooper Rush, filling in for Dak Prescott, he's not like a starting caliber quarterback in the NFL, but he's good backup quarterback. 5-1 is the Cowboys starter in Dak's place. At 7.5, I'll take the Dallas Cowboys. Sunday night, Lions and the Texans. I do not think Will Anderson and Nico Collins are playing for Houston. So if you're out there listening and you've got Nico Collins in your fantasy lineup, he's eligible to return from IR in this game. He has not been activated yet. He has not practiced yet this week. So that can change today. Like, that could change in the next hour. I think it's unlikely Collins plays, and it's unlikely Will Anderson plays. And if they don't play, I don't think Detroit's a big enough favorite. The Lions currently a 3.5-point road favorite coming up in Houston on Sunday night. And last one, and it really depends on the price, guys. Steelers-Commanders on Sunday in our nation's capital. Ping-ponging back and forth from Washington -3 to Washington -2.5. So I'll just say for people, if you want to bet this game, you like Pittsburgh, bet +3. If you like Washington, lay 2.5. If you want to give yourself the best chance of winning, I'll take 3 with the Steelers coming off their bye. I think the Steelers will be able to limit Washington in the red zone and run the football down Washington's throat like the Giants tried to do last week. Give me the Steelers +3.
One other game, Nick, that I think is interesting is the Niners and Bucks. Where are we at with the Niners? What kind of football team is this?
Yeah, so San Francisco in the NFC West market, right? All four of those teams are jumbled, and the Rams are the hot team right now. The Niners are your favorite to win this division and close to being a minus price, Sal, at about +120. So that's the betting market saying that it expects now the Niners coming off their bye with Christian McCaffrey expected to return this weekend are basically going to go back to being the team they were in week one on Monday night when they took down with ease the New York Jets. So I would say to people, if you think that's the case and you think the Niners are going to become the team they were beginning of this year, last year when they went to the Super Bowl, like there's probably value on San Francisco in the NFC West to win that division. As far as this game is concerned, the Niners keep getting bet out. This was 5 a couple days ago. Now we're close to 7 at 6.5. One thing to keep in mind, the Niners are coming off a bye. The Bucks played on the road on Monday night in Kansas City. Huge rest advantage for the 49ers. At some point, probably 7, Tampa will become valuable, but we're not there yet. I'd need 7 to consider betting Tampa Bay.
It's good stuff. Nick is locked in, man.
Oh,
he is ready to go. Nick Costos. We're going to wrap it up with this, of course, with BT and Sal every Friday on the show. Nick's a big Yankees guy, he's a big Giants guy. I'm sure you saw this, although maybe not because you wrapped up with the football. The Yankees did pick up the 20th.
Of course I saw it.
All right, let me just lay it out for you for those who don't know. The second sentence is going to be funny already. The 2025 option for Boone. I don't think they'll allow him to enter the season without a small extension. I think that that's irresponsible. I'm not sure he's earned the extension. I think they'll give him a small one. Where are you on the option pickup, and where are you on the very real possibility that Boone's going to be looking at a multi-year extension at some point soon?
By all accounts, he's a really nice guy. I just want to, think that's important to say. He seems like a really good dude. I don't think he's a good manager. I don't even know if I have the energy to, keep getting upset about this. He's been the manager for, it feels like, 80 years, and they haven't won. This is the worst thing I think you can say as a fan. I'm apathetic. I expected it to happen. I expect them not to win next year. I'm not going to be surprised when they don't win, and I won't be surprised when Boone's back again in 2026. I call them Supreme Court. I'm being serious. Supreme Court Justice Cashman and Supreme Court Justice Boone somehow both have the job until death, no matter what happens. I'm apathetic, man. I don't have the energy to get mad about this stuff anymore. Other things for me to, get upset about. I think there's zero to win the World Series next year. Zero.
Come on, dude. Yeah, who doesn't score an anytime touchdown?
That's where you lose me.
That's
where he loses me. I get it, but come on, 0%.
Zero.
Stop. It's ridiculous.
Zero. Yeah. Joe Kelly was right with everything he said. And I love that he said it. I wish that more players would say it.
Yeah.
That was pretty rare. Pretty in-depth.
Somebody else did. Miguel Rojas came out the other day and said the same thing about the Yankees.
I'm telling you, if you're a Yankee fan, BT, this is what I would say to you. I respect your fandom and your knowledge so much. I think that Yankee fans, the only way that things are going to change is if Hal Steinbrenner and company, that they get shamed enough to do something different.
Yeah.
And, making and losing in the World Series isn't enough. Honestly, I hope they miss the playoffs next year.
Yeah, but Nick, hold on one sec. And I agree, by the way, that's going to be the impetus to really change what they need to change. And when they didn't make the playoffs a year ago, the impetus was, we got to get Soto. They got it. Get to the World Series. Don't win it. They're still a mess. They can't run. They can't catch the ball. But I think the way, even though Judge is never going to make a play like that again, the optics of sloppy they looked, and other people weighing in on their team saying so clearly that they're a broken mess, Now they've got to do it, but I think that that's going to motivate them to tighten up the defense. That's why Torres is gone.
They just brought the manager back.
But hold on. But that's why Torres is gone, and that's why I think they're going to change things. Now, if it's basically the same roster, if it's Soto and Jazz moves to second, which he will, and nothing else, well, then it's not a good enough team. I think they're changing things this winter. But until they do, they haven't.
Well, then I would say that instead of being the eighth or ninth best team, maybe it'll be the fifth or sixth best team in the playoffs next year. I'm not even trying to be an ass. I'm just being, I'm apathetic and pessimistic as a Yankee fan. I hate to say that.
Get some rest, Nick. It's going to be an early wake-up call Sunday morning for you.
I'll talk to you. All right.
6:30 a.m. Catch Nick with You Better, You Bet right here on The Fan. Thank you, Nick.
You got it. Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. And BT, let's go Jets.
Let's go, baby. I've been waiting for that emoji, Kyle.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. Nice. 7:30 Sunday night.
Yeah, nice.
That was the host of You Better, You Bet. Now you know what's going to happen.
He's got the little jet emoji, bag.
I'm going to send you guys at 7:30 in the group chat. I'm going to send you a little cardinal emoji when the Jets blow that game. All right, that was the host of You Better, You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Okay, we've done a ton so far. We'll get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. Your calls the rest of the way, and we do have the Perfect Parlay Pick segment coming up at 1:20 as well.
Somebody is still hot, and that somebody would be not you.
Yeah.
Costos is great, man. He fits in like a glove on this show. Awesome stuff.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between with 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack. You'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.